Clyde. After 2 years of not being able to hold an annual event, the Clyde and District Agricultural Society hosted Ag 500 April 30. In years past, except for the one 26 years ago, the evening event was held in the Clyde Hall on Main Street. The hall has since been sold, and community functions are now held in the larger former curling rink at the east side of the village. The event was first held in 1983, and with the exception of the two missed years, this would have been the 40th annual. A feature of the evening is the presentation of the Volunteer of the Year Award, initiated in 1994. The last one was presented to Tony Siegel in 2019. This year, Siegel announced the winners of the award for 2022, Barb and Dennis Carbert. I think the last 3 years, since the last Ag 500, have really taught us the importance of community and also how very connected this world is, said Siegel. Consequently, I think it is especially relevant that with this year's award, we are honoring volunteerism that takes place within the village of Clyde, Westlock County, the province of Alberta, and out into the wider world. With that, she listed off the couple's numerous volunteer hours, suggesting there were probably other things that she had missed. In accepting the award, the surprised couple said basically, they felt very honored, and offered their thank you for the award. Clyde residents Darcy and Jim Rao are noted as the gatekeepers of the award, keeping track of the recipients year by year and thanked all of the supporters and sponsors of the event. That's always a good thing, the award, said Jim. Clyde is such a little town, and yet every year, whoever they pick, you could pick probably 9 or 10 others. I think it just goes to show you, that without volunteers, you've got nothing. Les Dunford, Town and Country Today.com.